Yoredea Benos Kusim, 13th Shir, Brother Shishova, continued, Yud Beis of Etov Shimim Hei, July 30th, 1985, on Tuesday, continued.
Rashi mentions the Gemara Sikashi and the Gemara Sikashi, that's using it. Because the Gemara Sikashi, here Rav Yaisi says, that the 30 days of Yimei Nikosom are Mitzurim to the 60 days of Yimei Buro, or what does it mean? That if a woman had a cessation of dam in the less 60 days of her pregnancy, then she gave birth and she had a cessation of dam for the first 30 days after the lady. And then she had a period, so it's Bayashai. How she is, but when she gave birth, usually she was a lot of blood. So Mimele, that was an interruption in the cessation.
Right.
So she didn't have.
So how can you say there wasn't?
So how can you say? So one territory more is that the Mishneh Rabbeinu is reference to the case which is an unusual case, but it happens. Lady Abesh, where she gave birth to a child and there was no flow of that. But then Hanamel, it wasn't really that. If the lady was accompanied by a flow of dam, as it usually was, so that would be a hepsek in the cessation. It would be a hepsek in the hepsek of dam, you see. Because she had dam. Then the Gemara gives an reference that the JC does not have to have reference to the case of the lady Abeshte, which is an extremely unusual case, Lady Abeshte. But Abeshte can have reference to the usual case where there was an abundance of dam coming out at the time of the delivery. But dam leida lechut ve'dam leida lechut, you see, that doesn't count. In other words, the dam leida that comes out at the time of the psichas akevea is not a hepsek in the cessation of dam. Because we know that this dam came out because of the psichas akevea. Because it opened, it widened, you know, it widened to allow the baby to be delivered. So mainly the dam is not considered as a negation in the hepsek of dam. Because dam leida lechut, Oh, now let's see. The Rashi again. Now we understand the Rashi. Bishle yirav yomayim echadu, mishumoche, miuberes, shisilo lehapsit biyodo, tzricho lehashem yimayim, But how is it possible there has to be a lot of dam coming out from the uterus at the time of the delivery of the baby? The answer is that dam doesn't count. That dam does not negate the cessation. Dam leida lechut, dam leida lechut, dam leida lematzik l'sholoshenis. He's not a hepsek in the hepsek of Shoshin. Does not interrupt, does not negate the Shoshin. He does not have a comment. That middle of the hood, the middle of the hood. Acha leide, Icha zoye, lo yishlimo gimu eines, umitamo meis eis, shein gomel misro. El leide, afilo yichadu achashay, holavu mayu tome yosef, ויהו להשלום השורש אינס, דהבי כאילו דם חיים עושה. So why does the Mechagesi require there should be a cessation of dam in the 30 days and the later, even if there is no cessation? Even if there is no cessation. As long as there was a pause in the Yitzias Adam. So it's not a pass. As long as there is not a pass anymore, so Mele, he doesn't negate the Hepsek Shalosh Eines, because it's like Dam Nachrede. It's Dam Panumayim Toya. Lomu the Hepsek Shalosh Eines, Bimashu Sage, Latzi Rashi, Bimashu Sage, She Tipsik Acha Vimuleide, Mashu, Dineime Nista Matom. So look what the
Mashu,
what? Achal Yimeleide. So Rashi emphasizes Achal Yimeleide. What does it mean? After the 7 days, after the 14 days, she tipsik Achal Yimeleide Mashu. The name is Nistamaton. Nistamaton. So, Hoheko. Tzvicho she tipsik Mashu ki Yishiyahu Yisholoshim. Sholosh, in the Chalam, that the Shach in the Mishnah called the lady is not that she, in order to be Mitzurek, the 30 days of cessation of Dam, to be Mitzurek to the 60 days of cessation of Dam in the war, so it's necessary that she should not have any flow of Dam, within the 30 days. As long as at the end of the milay, the flow stops, let's say you let us the table, and the flow stops before the end of the 14th day, even on the 15th day, the dam comes out again, and it continues the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, and the 18th, and so on. So still it's considered to have a hepsek shalishim. Why? Because even though the dam came, but that's like dam from the cheder. This is like according to
what?
From the cheder, from the nose. All right. So, what did Mora say? Hoche koma. Slicho she tipsik mashu. Kishiyahu shoshim. Now, what does Rashi say? Rashi said, "Bimashu sadie she tipsik achal umilei b'mashu." Bimene nistamatom. In other words, as long as she stops before the expiration of the umilei, so and even though it is resumed the flow, let's say in the umiteya, it doesn't matter because that doesn't negate the cessation. Because that's like dam from the chayte, any dam that comes out in the day. Look in the green ashes. Tzviche she tipsik mashu, hach mashu ein mumo. It's not understandable. Tzviche, you see how David Beiria, he was careful in his formulation. Sometimes he says that he's a lot kosher talking, but sometimes he says so clear. So here he says, "Hach mashu in mumen b'cheir." In other words, it's possible to give the tariffs. But the cheir is a kash. "Hach mashu in mumen b'cheir." To a kocho, the loy wasa kol in the lady, the loy came, "Hach liye gufe habe hefse," he said the ladies. So that negates the cessation of the Moedas. The Davke the Belayde am Gunaliyo, the Belayde Lechut, Hayim Madiyetzi al Yitzichas HaKeber, the Lady, Avze Shereye Bisech Yimei HaLeide, Kim Di Mayon Tome Yose, Pshite Di Mapsik, Du Rigora Midamtech. Du Rigora Midamtech. So, here's Kashi in this part. Why does the Gemara say, צריכה שתפסיק משהו. What it means is צריכה שתפסיק משהו. So, and as Rashi pointed out, from the Kasha Dibor, the Mashu Sadri, the Tipsik Achal Noreda Mashu, what it means? It means that before the end of the Meleye, let's say, the end of the 14th day, she should stop flowing down. And even if the flow is resumed, let's say, 2 hours later, the night of the 15th, and it continues for many days, it doesn't matter, because that flow is from the Mayim Toya. It's from the Mayim Toya, so it's like down from the Cheder. So that means it's mashma from Rashi, and it's mashma from the Roshna of Nore, the Mashu Sarge, that the only necessary thing is that the flow of dam should stop before the expiration. Imagine, a minute before the end of the MLA. And suppose she has a flow of dam on the fifth day, on the sixth day. If it stops before the end of the seventh day, let's see, that is also. Or if it stops before the 14th day, the latest decade, and then it is resumed again, some melee, it doesn't matter, because that's done from another source, you know, like done from the Cheder. That the only thing that matters is if the dam would start flowing before the end of the following day, and it would continue into the 15th day, so then we would say it's from the Mayim Tome. But as long as the flow stops before the end of the Melede, even though it's resumed in the Yimitea, so it doesn't matter. So he says, no, it's not so. After all, she has to have a cessation of dam for 30 days after a lady. But the Kasha Gemara was, every time she gives birth, there is a lot of dam. So dam later, that doesn't matter. That only means that the dam that comes out, which has Sichas Akeva, doesn't count. Doesn't constitute a hepsek meaningless. But the dam that comes out after the Tzachazaker, a day later, so that certainly counts. And that is a hepsek in the meaningless. Some melee, the Rosh Hashanah should be not the Mashu Sarva. Tzricho Shetitzik Mashu. But Rosh Hashanah should be Tzricho Shetitzik. Immediately after the Tzichas Akeva. But if, let's say, if it started to flow after the Tzichas Akeva, a day later or 2 days later, so that dam itself would negate the Hetzegim Oenes. Look at the Rabbi Bein. Hach Mashu, in Lubin. The alcohol of the was a cold in a lady. The Yoike, the Hach, we a goofy have a headset. We say the ladies. The Dark the lady, I'm going to leave the lady of the hood. Hiding my Yates, I will see as I carry the lady. I will say, Shere, we say, the lady. Keep me mind, Tommy, or say, keep me mapsy, do we call him Dantea? Do we call him Dantea, recording Torah? So certainly the dam that comes out in the Melede is so will be mafsi. When the Gemara says that you dam later hold it, it does not forget that in Melede. The Gemara means the Gemara's reference to the dam that comes out simultaneously with the delivery of it. But the dam that comes out in the Melede a day later, not simultaneously with the delivery of the baby, that negates the Hepzibah. So why does he not use the washing? As long as the dam stops before the termination of the Meleide, even the dam, the flow of dam is resumed. Later I'm going to tell you, I don't matter, no. But if there was a dam in Meleide, then that negates the Hepzibah. Only the dam that came out simultaneously with the Psichas HaKeva, with the delivery of the baby, doesn't count. So why did Rabbi Tveya say in Nuban Mechire? In other words, it's not such a strong question. Because we can do that. Because since the Gemara said that Dabreya Lechut and Dabreya doesn't count, it doesn't negate the Hepzibah of the Meleide. Because we know the reason as to why the dam came out. Because of the Meleide, so we could say that the Meleide Lechut doesn't have preference only to the dam that comes out from the uterus at the time of the delivery of the baby. Any dam that comes out from the uterus in the course of the Meleide is called Dumbly, because when a woman delivers a baby, so then when she gives birth to a baby, there is an abundance of dam coming out. Why? Because the coming out, the emergence of the baby affects souls in the uterus. That's why it breathes. Now, even after the delivery is completed and it stops breathing, but the uterus is still very sore. So mele, the Mitzvah sees that for days later, she might start breathing again. Because if you have a wound in the finger, and then it stops breathing, but suppose you irritate it, so to bleed again. Why? Because the finger, even though the bleeding stopped, but the finger is very sore because you have a cut in the finger. You have a cut in the finger. I know when I have a cut in the finger, so even days later, when I use my fingers, you know, in time, my shoelaces, I'm not very handy now, so I start bleeding again because I had a cut several weeks ago on the finger, so every time, you know, it collides with the shoelace, so it starts bleeding again. So maybe the same thing is true of a woman who gives birth to a baby. So true, there is a lot of blood that comes out. There is a lot of blood that comes out at the time of the delivery. A lot of it. Then it starts bleeding. But the uterus still remains sore for a number of days. So any irritation affects bleeding again. So mele, when the Gemara says dam regular hood, it doesn't mean only the dam that comes out simultaneously in the midway. The dam that comes out in the Meleide is not counted. Doesn't negate the hexagimelides. Because we know why does dam come out, let's say, on the fifth day after it stopped bleeding? The bleeding stopped on the first day of the week. And now the fifth day, all over again bleeding. Why? Because she probably was probably irritated. I don't know why it was irritated. It was irritated. Some mele, and it's all. So, some mele, that's why the Gemara says, with dam later hoot. So the Meleide Lechut doesn't mean only the dam that comes out at the time of the delivery of the baby. The time of the Psichas HaKeva. Look at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi.
Rashi says,
Und die Rashi sagt, Masi sagt, Shekitzik acha yunelei de Masi. The important thing is that before the yunelei expire, she should stop reading. So that means that even though she bled in the course of yunelei, let's say, but as long as she stopped, it is subsided before the expiration of yunelei, so there is no interruption in the hepsic yunelei. Why? Because dam lechol. So not only the dam that comes out at the time of tzichas hakera, any dam that comes out in the course of the night. That's why Rabbit Uriah says, "Hach mashu moving the chir," because he understood very well. He can see. So why does he say it? So why doesn't he say it? Because Rabbit Uriah was bothered by something. He said, "Of course." It would be very logical to say that any dam that comes out in the course of the Yimelei, it does not negate the Hefsek Yimelei, because that's attributable to the soreness of the universe. Soreness of the universe. So it doesn't negate the Hefsek Yimelei, but if the regular lechut is referenced not only to the dam that comes out at the time of labor, but to any dam in the course of the milede, why does the halacha distinguish between the milede zohor and the milede tekeh? The milede zohor to be made to maslede in 7 days. The milede tekeh, so the milede to maslede is 14 days. As far as the Mitzvah is concerned, so of course, it's only reasonable that a woman gives birth to a baby, so that makes the uterus very soft.
Very irritable.
Yeah, but very vulnerable, you know, to bleeding. But as far as the Mitzvah is concerned, is there a difference between giving birth to a boy and giving birth to a girl?
No
difference. So how can we say that Bayer is Oho, so Dam Leder Lechul 7 days, any dam that comes out in 7 days? And Bayer is the Kibor, so Dam Leder Lechul means any dam that comes out within the 14 days. What's the case?
There's a question.
Yeah, in that is just a cause of intuit, but as far as negating the Cheskas and Selekas Dam is concerned, there shouldn't be any difference. There shouldn't be any difference between Yeledes Zohor and Yeledes and Yeledes Nekeimo. Alright, that's why Al-Kvedia said the Cheyor and Yimut. So he said the Cheyor because Al-Kvedia understood very well that we can give the Tash. But it's possible to be Yashin, because this whole aloha of Dai Chaiton or Vitamin Sless, that's the Rabbonis. That's the Rabbonis. In the right sense, all notion of Dai Chaiton. So that's a special point. So maybe we could say that perhaps insofar as the Mitzias is concerned, So any dam that comes out within the first 7 days after a lady, when the uterus is still very sore, so is attributable to the lady. And Minele does not constitute in a hefset in the Gimelay. But as far as the Mitzvah is concerned, some melee, after seven days, even by your letters in cable, where the exercise of course is there is a relation of slavery of 40 days, but that should constitute a hefsek in the hefsekim ways, because that's not so attributed to the soulness of the king. But since the whole thing of mitamim is less in the rabbonon, so mele, and in view of the fact that even within the 40 days there is a substantial soreness in the womb, but not as much as in the 7 days. So mele the chachamim lo misaken that any dam that comes out in the mitumas lele, so it does not constitute the hefsek in gemoris. Mimele, by lele zocho, any dam that comes out within 7 days does not constitute the hefsek, and by lele zekevo, any dam that comes out within the 40 days, even though from the point of view of the mitzias, there shouldn't be a difference between the lele zocho and lele zekevo. But since the whole deen of mitamim misles is a derabonon, so the chachamim will be talking that way. And the first 7 days, so it's completely attributable to the soreness of the uterus. Let's say after 7 days, so it's not so attributable to the soreness of the womb. But the Tekonos Chachamim was that it should be quite extensive in Yimei Tumas Leyer. And Yimei Tumas Leyer is also possible by Lele Zohar to be a lady of 7 days, Lele Zekevo to be a lady of 40 days. Aye. But from Rashi's Roshim is mashma, not like Avdeya says Mechayah, because Rashi says the mashu sagye she tipsik achal yinulei de mashu the name of Nista Mato Toshma Vishobim Bireya Chabamteya Shedayo Shaito Bishlein in Levi Domashin Mayone saying, Mishim Oche Dayo Shaito, El Levav Yom Amayone Achadu, Amay Dayo Shaito. He come and he says, now you have to look at the Rashi here. Bishobim Shammai Bihilel, he pleaded in the Israelis, Bireyach Adam Teyash Dayo Shaito, Kusal Kedaito. What is Dantea? Dantea means after the 40th day you let us aho, and after the 80th day you let us in table. That's Reya Acha Dantea. Because the Yimei Teya continue by you let us aho till the end of the 40th day, and they continue by you let us in table till the end of the 80th day. So Kusal Kedaito Hachil is Mamarubet. Yishli Roasa Vinshmein Yalva Yishin. Let's say by Yeledes Kevo, and if she saw down on the 90th day as of the Lede, after the Lede, so then it's Dayoshai. Shammai and Hillel are made it, that it's Dayoshai. If a Yeledes sees down, Yeledes Kevo, sees down, as it flowed down on the 90th day after the Lede. So it's that, it doesn't say 90th day. But it says Achadamtea. So the question is, what does Achadamtea mean? The 81st day, immediately after the Yom Teah? Or it means in Isman Rube after the Yom Teah, the 90th day. So the Makshin assumed that it means in Isman Rube after the Yom Teah. If a woman has the period after the Yom Teah, the 90th day, so then it's Dayashah. And the Makshin assumed that even if she has the period, Zman Merube after Yom Teah, let's say, in Tishi. So Bishlein Lili Gamashina Yon is saying Bishmochai Shaito, Shao the Mel Misoroki, Shekamo Yomi, Shaomo, Piruas of Dam Mayan Ze, the Havalo Rio Risheno, the Gaio Shaito, Uminiko Mavonoshini, the Gaio Shaito, the Rio Risheno, El Rabiomo Mayan Echatu, Lavrio Risheno. By Hosiko Bidomi, by Hosiko Bidomi. So, in other words, the Taisi says, they show the Shammai Hira or maybe that when a woman has the period, so this in the maximum that it means, even if she has Mama Ruba, not only the next day after the year, but even if Mama Ruba after the year, let's say the 90th day, the last day, so it's Baisha. So according to Lady, we understand? According to Lady, we understand why? What this Domashin Mayon is saying, Mishmocha Dayashaito. Because we can only say Dayashaito if the woman has been devoid of dam for a substantial time. What is a substantial time? 30 days is a substantial time. So, but less than 30 days is not a substantial time. Because 30 days is the minimum of an inability. Because it is the derech of the average woman to sit down every 30th day. So the melee, if there had been a cessation of down for 30 days, then it means she is misleked down. That she had been devoid of down for a substantial time. She had been devoid of down for a substantial down, for a substantial period. But if she had been Misurekes down for one day, 2 days. That doesn't make her Misurekes down. So when can we apply the aloha of Daesh Haito? Only the woman is Misurekes down, has been devoid of down for a substantial period of time. What is a substantial period of time? A substantial period of time means at least 3 years.
Yeah.
Because if the last period had been, let's say, 20 days before, so then you couldn't say that she had been misleked down. Because every average woman is misleked down for 28 days or 29 days. But if a woman had not had a period
for 30 days,
for 30 days or more, but at least 30 days, then you can call her misleked down. But if she didn't have the period for 10 days, can you call her Misleket Dam because she didn't have the period for 10 days? And every woman does not have the period for 29 days. But if a woman did not have the period for 30 days or more, then you can say Misleket Dam some men. So, Bishleimun Lady, so the Makshin is young. That when the price says the shoving the reah hakamtea shvay shaito, it means even reah is mami rubo after the completion of the reah. Let's say the 90th day. 10 days. So it's dai shaito. In other words, shoving the people in women. A yes has the period on the 90th day. After the lady. So it's Dayashaita. So Bishlein Lili. So we understand that very well. Because according to Lady, so now let's see Rashi again. Bishlein Lili Domar. Shnim ayom esayin, yishmoch adayesh aito, shal demeo misulokin, shekamo yomin sheovru, ולאירוע עשות דמו מהו זה, והבלו ויורישנו, ודאיו שייטו, ומניקו מהבנו שני, ודאיו שייטו ויורישנו. So that means, וישובים בריח אדם תיה שדאיו שייטו. So doesn't mean that she didn't have any period within all the 90 days. No, it doesn't mean that. It means even if the woman had a flow of dam on the 60th day and on the 70th day and on the 80th day and on the 80th day, but then on the 90th day she has the period, so why is she? But how is she? What is that? She had her ears down several times. But that doesn't count according to lady. Because if she had a 60th day, it's from another mile. So that's like dumb from the nose. So it doesn't count. So that means dumb from the mind tome, she didn't have for a long time. At least 30 days. Let's say, even your letter Zohar. So your letter Zohar, the Mitea, is only 33 days. So, Bishogim Bereye, Damtea, Shitayu Shaito, let's say that the woman had the period on the 50th day. So even though she had her ears down on the 20th day, on the 21st day, on the 25th day, on the 30th day, and on the 39th day, and on the 40th day, but she didn't have any ears down since the 41st. Until the 50th, and the 50th was the real Rishenu, after the completion of the Midea. So, it's Dayashai. Why? Because she's like a dam. But how is she like a dam? She had the discharge of dam on the 40th. The answer is, the discharge of dam on the 40th was from another mile. So that doesn't count.
It's like dam, so.
Dam printed, yeah. But, according to Rav, how does the price say it's Dayo Shaito? If she has the initial Rie after the completion of Mitea on the 50th day, but she might have had a Rie down on the 35th day. So from the 35th till the 50th, how many days is it? It's 15 days. 15 days makes sense to the Shrekis town?
No.
That's not. So why is Dayashai? That's the Kashi. Like I said, usually in the way you're watching, you want to see Shmok and Dayashai. Elle Rabbe, my Nechotu, and my Dayashai, to come in the Israelites. We should be coming all the time as she handles. The 24 hours prior to the 50th day. So the Lekeshi, so the Gemara says, according to Rav, when the price is said, when the price says that so doesn't have reference to the case, the price doesn't have reference to the case where she saw down Achal Mitea as one of the Rubel after the completion of Mitea, let's say the 50th day, but the 90th day by the rest of the day, but it means Achal Mitea, let's say immediately after the Mitea, let's say on the 41st day, on the 81st day, where it's less than it is less, since the termination of the image. Let's say the Mitea terminated at 6 p.m. on the 80th day, right? Or the 40th the 6 p.m., the 40th day, by Rebbe Zohar, suppose she had the Rie at 6 a.m., before the Thursday. 6 a.m., the 81st. So then you cannot bring the Talmud in this way, because the Taurus she handled within the 24 hours, more than 24, 12 hours prior,
would make
was still in the Taya. How can you become it? So that's why it's Dain Shaitan. Dain Shaitan. Only in the case where she had a period immediately after the completion of the Taya. So the lack of shifts. So the Morris Kashi is the Tame Yitkida Yitkide. The Tame Yitkida Yitkide. Suppose this woman, you know, the Alochi is that Moshi Mua, Eskis Bitaris, that has nothing to do with the Israel Bible. That's why today they don't do it. But when Moshi Mua, Eskis Bitaris, whether she was a married woman or a Knuyo, so because of Taurus, she had to leave. Every woman that was attending Taurus, Thomas, had to make a dike bishachris ubiaris in order to make sure that she was clean. So mele, so every woman made a dike, let's say at night and in the morning. So she made a dike the night, let's say at 6:30 p.m. after the 80th day or after the 40th day, she made a dike and she was clean. And then she had a flow of dam at 6:30 a.m. the 41st day. So it couldn't be mitame all the taras she handled with the 24 hours prior, because that would include hours in the Mitare, but let's Mitame all the Tarish handle between 6:30 p.m. last night and 6:30 a.m. the 41st day. So let's be Mitame deeds according to that. So we come to the Kide, King the Maze Lays like it.
Whichever is less, or whichever is more.
The Gemara says that in view of the fact that the whole halacha of becoming these ladies is the rabbanon. So mele, when are we mitame? So we cannot be mitame matreya even mitkir lepkide either. Because only when it's possible that all the parish handled within the 24 hours prior to it. But here in this case, if, let's say, she had the period at 6:30 a.m. on the 41st day, so is there a possibility that she was, that all the parish handled between 6:30 a.m. on the 40th day and 6:30 a.m. the 40th Thursday, Al-Tameh, there is no because all the Taurus she handled prior to 6 p.m. the 40th day, I'll certainly tell you. So since we cannot contaminate all the Taurus for all the 24 hours, even though it's logically impossible to be contaminated,
For 12 hours?
For 12 hours, we have to come in. That's where the Chavis Chachon. In view of the fact that with the Raisa there is no Chavis. Because with the Raisa we rely on Chavis. So it's only the Rabbanon. So only when we can meet Tami, when there is a logical possibility that all the Tari she handled within the 24 hours, then we are Tami. But if it's impossible that all the talents she handled within the 24 hours prior, Atome, even though it's logically possible that all the talents she handled we do the 12 hours prior, I'll go there, we not put on the other. This is what the Gemara said. Kim me slaves like it. We kill the Nama because of our drash. The lecky shinsh. Kim shiglas of the shmin beachod miyad. The lecky lemina me slaves. That will have a mess no to even if we sahih and can soil. Who the tamen kill the kide kim bot to shach is in what's of meyo. The tamen tarish arm. The ochel lecky lemina the lecky shinsh. Die hat hier die Pkirre, die Pkirre, die Zwiechel in Himmel, die Dei Scheiter, und die Sion in Schiecha. Toschma, die Lebes Bisei, die Sof von der Leutoglo, die Roasso, hoch und die Schammer in Schiecha-Song, und die Sion in Schiecha-Song, wie ich in der Lera, die Oma mein Echol, mich mochen mit Tamelach Vujovic, Tamelach Vujovic, Erlebe doch, was die Majone sehen. Zwei Schritte bis sie sehen. It's like Damm von der Kinder. It's not am Tome. Am Mann mit Tome lacht ja weg. Am Lach Lebe. Am nur die andere, die kann nicht schaffen. In other words, because before, did you more mention the prices. Wie schon in der Reacher beim ersten Teil Scheiter, so that accorded with Leib, and what according to Rav, so it was difficult. So yet to apply it to an unusual case of lucky shoes, So not all cases, but Leib holds that this price apparently holds.
Yes,
the Shmina Yonese. So Levi agrees with that price. And the other price is Chaykan Levi. And Levi passes like the price of Shomuk. Balei posat, dikashi lelevi, ki kamo bishobim. Yoma liyo bishobim bireya hadamtea, shedayo shaito, vano ikine bidi kishuri, vahuhoche dayo shaito, aum eshnim ayonesi. Biboi seime bishikas, that this price of your letters to zeyi, shesofo bilito blo, So, the Silel saying, Tam Lach Yavesh, has reference. So the Kasha was according to Levi, but it's from Maim Toya, from Mele, so why is the Tam Lach Yavesh? It's from Maim Toya. So the answer is that this price that says that Hochu Bisil Shitoson has reference also to Shitas, like the Mishnah. Shifas, some mail is not the Mayim Toya. So because it started from the Mayim Tome. Bishifas. Now, so the more as the Kashi, Vosha Pokatone, Vilay Posak, if it's Shifas, how was he able to complete the count of 3 days? 3 means she has no flow of doubt. But if it started in the Yemei Tumas Leide, and he didn't stop. So how was she able to complete a Zayin Chin count? For so far, Tone, the Yuli Posak Hilchas Hafro, so the Gemara says, הוכה בילרס מכיבו בזי וסקינון. בשבוע כמה פוסקו, שבוע בעשר לא יפוסקו. כי תוסובה ימילוי דוסו שם ריבן, אין לו לסתירה זיבוסו. Like Robin, not like a bite. That's the rail of most machine. The Daloch is not like a bite. It's from the Tam Tachkins like a bite. According to Rabbi Tam, it's one of the Al-Gam, the one in the Lede Shin Rebe. So it passes like a bite. So the other machine, they pass like Robin. Because the Gemara here says, because somebody may read also Shin Rebe, Ein lo mischira zivoso. Na wa tzide rash. Posso ko ke tome, ki li posa ki resop, o mishame le lo mishita as me tume le me teya. U spire he hocha. How is it possible to visualize a completion of the spire? If she started me me tume, and it didn't stop, so u spire he chave, in shoy shul redes mit kibo bizay di mit mas leye shne shvay u pos ko shvu a kame di zoy spiroso di kostavadu na lido shin reye de men is na zibos like ove di shvu a shni loy pos ko di khoza vnita let's say she stopped seeing down the first day of the lady there was down and then she stopped seeing down. So the eighth day after the lay day, she was able to complete the count of Zion King. Then, so she already counted the Zion King. Then, on the 14th day, she had the flow again. It continued into the 15th day. So, that's how it's possible to visualize a completion of Zayin Kiyin and still be Shifat. V'chozah v'shogu Hashem Eloi Tov. V'chozah v'nitach Mayim Tomei. V'shifat v'seichei v'seich Shogu Hashlishi. Let's say the flow started at 5:30 p.m. the 14th day. And it continued into the 15th day. But she was able to complete Zayin Kiyin from the second day till the eighth day of the lady. Because she only bled the first day of the lady. Now this Rashi is Miratzi Mikre, and the Marsho is the Kashi against this Rashi. And if somebody did not trouble himself to look at the Marsho, he himself should be bothered by the same Kashi that the Marsho is. Here the Gemara is explaining it according to Lady. And according to Lady, so the Sila hold that it's Shmei Bayonis. So why does Rashi mention the Teiro Leiterose according to the Sila or the Eru Tfile? That's a little bit rough, but a little bit lady. It has nothing to do with the Eru Tfile. It's Merav Zimikre. Merav Zimikre, it's very different. So that's the Kashi that Marsho raises against Rashi. ובשם היתויר דמיין מתאלי רחמונה ואושרנו לא הולכם לחצי לבס מכיבו ויום בזוכר אי אפשר לא לזכר שיבו שאי תפסיק משהו אך אני מלאיד ולהבר לשיבו alright so the Rashi is difficult now I don't want to be the parents in this Rashi because I'll have to we didn't cover the taste list I mean it's very basic sugi the most basic sugi in it
Yes.
This is the most basic sugya. This is what I think. One of the most basic sugyas. Anyway, so there will be a share tomorrow too. But let me just finish up, so I'm not going to discuss this Rashi. Then we will give it Eretz tomorrow, Bezat Hashem. But just finish up with the moral, the Rashi. אמור רבין רבשי, אמור רב שמי מסחרי, איקלה מרסות של אסרם ודורש, הילכה זה כבוס לרב וחומרי, הילכה זה כבוס לריב וחומרי. רבשי אומר, הילכה זה כבוס לרב בין כולי בין, דורש נרימה, הילכה זה כבוס לרב בין כולי בין וחומרי, הילכה זה כבוס לרב בין כולי בין וחומרי. אה, זה צורך הזה.
רב יוזס.
And this demand, and also the master and this Rashi, but this Rashi is very difficult. Rashi says, I'll leave it lady, because we see a whole Yehu Tzila Torah Rashi. I'll leave the lady, it's not my honest. So it's not, and it has reference, and the Mishnah is reference to Shabbat. Shabbat. So it's from the mind Torah. So, why do you feel it over Ahmadi? Because it's from the mind of God.
Your day, Benos Kusim, Yud Dalad, by the Rosh Hashiva, Yud Gimel Av, Hei Tov Shem Mem Hei, July 31st, 1985, on Wednesday.
More after the Mishneh, in Russia, then we encountered a very difficult Rashi with Masho raises. Now, the Rashi says in connection to the lady who says that according to the Sila Shema Yonais, the reasons why the Sila says Rashi Yodesh, because the Sila holds that Biyomi Mutzila Tol Rahmi. So Masho raises the Kashi against Rashi. That's only Shaykh al-Dirah, who says it's my Nechot. It's my Nechot. So really the Talmud Bisilal is, and according to Rav, so Bein Shifas, Bein Loi Shifas. So it's the Talmud Lach Yodesh. It's the Talmud Lach Yodesh. So, yes. So the question is, why is it not like the lady? So the Yenu Tzila Torah, but according to me, who says that I'll be with Yisrael, so it's name of your names, so some male, if it's not your past, so then it's Torah because it's like down from another mile. It's like down from another mile, like down from Chayvi. So the seal has to be applied to the case of Shifas. Shifas, so the dam needs from Mayim Tomei. So it's not because the Yimu Tila Torah Rahmane. Even if she's Kibeles, it's Tomei. Because it terminates from Mayim Tomei. It terminates from Mayim Tomei. That's the kasha that the Masho raises against us. Now, so, we have to understand Rashi. Now again, let's go with Rashi. For Sopok Shonek, Dilu Posak, Eche Sopok, Unshane Leilo Mishitas, Meitume Limitea. So let's say, she started to have the flow at 5:30 p.m. on the 14th day, and it continued into the 15th day. Uspira hechavoye, kigayin sheizoledes v'keil v'zei. In other words, and suppose the bleeding stopped, subsided, on the first day of the Leide, and then she counted from the second day of the Leide till the eighth day of the Leide, zayin, and then in the afternoon of the 14th day, right there at the end, the flow started. So she already completed Zayinchi. The Shavua, Uposko, Ustira Yechav, Oeho Chavo, Tigen Sheiz Yeledes, Mikheiro Gizek, Vimeitum Asreyo Shnei Shvuad, Uposko Shavua Kamo. In other words, on the first day, the Dambay was the fire. And then she started to count, Zayin Ki, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth. then she already completed, on the 8th day of the Vedas, she has completed a count of Vaimikhi. And then, the afternoon of the 14th, she started to have a flow again. So, Uposka Shavua Kamad is used also, because somebody who is not so ashamed by the day, and you always say, as a person like Rome, the Shavua Shein Loi Posko, the Chodak Mishdach Maim Tomei, the Shabbas and Teichai, the Seich Shavua Shlishi, whom you should know him, and Tamu Lachri Yodosh, with the Sila, the Om Maim Tomei also, the Tehomei Tehalte, the Vienna Utfile, and the Shamaim, the story of Vienna Tarachman. So the question is, why do we say, with the Sila, the Om Maim Tomei also, the Tehomei Tehalte, the Vienna Utfile? No, because it's with us. So all the dam emanates from the mind Tomei. And Tomei is this. Pure glow in the Rashi. There's the Mashal Skashi against the Rashi. And Bishama Itoleya, Vyeng Itan Rachman, Voshomulu, Lohem Nek Nokat, Hiladesh Nikeyo, Diyo Nuzoho, Yepsho, Lispashim, Oshol, Yitzit, Mashal Rachman, Lehabe, Elo, Elo Shivo, Elo Shivo. Unless it's a really a peshe, but that's an unusual thing. All right. Now, Tesis, and that on the hill of the base, we didn't go over the Tesis. But we didn't go over any tasteless on the whole day. But before we start going over the tasteless and the whole food game, let us just take notice of the tasteless that on the whole day is Ibrahim Asko Bishipas. Bishipas. Am I right? There's more Esikashi here. Means the majority of the Tomo is Shamayim in Jericho, Kmin Rableo, who is still in the town Lach Yovish, because all the night of the Posco, Najapas, we shall be the Rado, my Nehru, Shmochmitame, Lach Yovish, because we didn't kill the Rahmone. Ella, the Moshe, my only saying, Amani Tame Lach Yovish. So it's like down from the Chayter. You can make it from my employer. Omrach Levi, Hochemers, Inom Bishikas. When the flow started on the 14th, and it continued into the 15th, so Mele is still a continuation of the flow that emanated from the Mayan Tomah. So then the question is, if so, why did the Mishnah say, what did the Mishnah say, Tavayim Vishaloi Tovlo, implying that if Tovlo, then it's not the Tame. If it's Chifas, or even if Tovlo, so it's Tame. Because it's Mayim Tame. It's a Mayim Tame. So today it says, Inachanam, the hashtag, after you'll be Tovlo, you'll be Tame, you'll see the Lach Yom. So why does Mishnah mention, Tamayim Shalom Tovlo? So that's how we Bishama. So Masnissim Nokat, the Lord Tovlo Mishu Bishama. Bishama. Then Tehis says another kasha, the Mithima, the Vedis, Kotona Harvey Ildis, Kavikul Bishama, the Kun Bishil, because the Mishnah in Edyes mentions all machlekes of Bishama and Bishilel, where Bishama is the killing and Bishil the machmir. Because usually, most of the time, Bishil are the killing and Bishama the machmir. But the machlekes were the opposite. But Bishama are the killing. So this machlekes, the Mayelish Oitoglo, so is mentioned among the machlekes between Bisham and Sila, or Bisham and Sila, and Sila and Machmash. still reddest on our field, Gavito Vishalachu as well, how in Shepas and Teich Mem, Liachamem, so, Havu Vishila, Likule, Havu Vishila, Likule, so, Yishlema, Vishal, Vitchilas Leish, not Shepas and Teich Mem, Lachamem, but Yitech Zayin, Liachazayin, Mitech Yidalet, Leacha Yidalet. So then, Bissila and Machmir. Yishlima de Chiyish, I'll just hear a Sayish. Anyway, so Tese says here that according to me, that Bissila, Tam, of Mitam Lach, the origins, the chorus, Yishikas, so it emanates our mind from me, so even in the case of Tom, so Bissila is Mitam Lach, the origins. But Mishnah says, "Damayim b'shalom tavo." That's how we Mishnah. Pash the social Mishnah is not like this. Mishnah tavo. So Mishnah mitarim, and b'sil leimrim mitamil achliyot. But this is how Tesis explains the Mishnah. So Damayim b'shalom tavo. Mishnah leimrim chaykot mitamilachliyot. B'sil leimrim mitamil achliyot. So Lloyd Tobler is mentioned Alil Mishama. Alil Mishama. Because Alil Yisilel, even Tobler, so means Mitamilach Yodish. Alil Mishama is Mitamilach, only Lloyd Tobler is Mitamilach with Abram. But by Tobler, so then it's not Mitamilach, not in Lach. But apparently Rashi is Chilkas. And Rashi assumed that in view of the fact that the Tashkent Hoshna Mishnah tends to mean that Lui Todlo relates not only Alil Yishamai, but even Alil Yisrael. So it follows that even Alil Yisrael, even according to Lui, so only Lui Todlo is the Tamilach Yosh. But Todlo is not the Tamilach Yosh. That's Hashi. Oh, but the question is, what difference does it make? It's Shema Yonis. So it's a Mayim Toya, but Hillel has reference to the case of Shifa'ah, so then it emanates from a Mayim Toya. Now, let's see again the Gemara at the bottom of that one in Hayim Toya. Toshma. She made voice of Dikma. Koi Seri. The Havel and Nichta of the Tomo Shiva Siyomu Kimehinda. Do you see? Why she made Nida's place of Dikma? So that's Miyusa. So the Rabbi is there. Voice of Dikma, the Rabbi is a little. Voice of Dikma, in Rabbi Sayyidus today, Shetzricho Shetesh Shiva Niki. So from that Hindu, we learn out three separate halachas. Now, generally, whenever there is a Hindu, we learn out only one halacha. Here, we have a Hindu and we learn out three halachas. First of all, the Tidmu Lilis is Mitame. Not only the daylight part of the day, but even the night. Secondly, that Jaleh's Dizay is Chidosh Eish of Shivan Ki, in Ki. Thirdly, that the Baal is also Tam. Three Sibyls, five three Sibyls. One of Shachiki, so it comes to tell us to teach us one aloha, not three separate aloha. So the old Chumneya says, and this is our Blackish Tarek, and there is no other Tarek. Now let's see a Lashon HaKodesh. Dabir Omin Sol Inga Rishon Kisazriya. Yoldo Zoho Tomo Shivas Yomi Kinei Nidas Dvesa Tikma. So in other words, so the whole expression is music. Why is the Torah have to say Tikma? Maybe that's this. The Torah could have said, Kimidas Dvesa Tikma. Why Kimei? So the Kimei is in there, and on Kimei we learn out that in Leis. Leis. Then, from Midas Dvesa, we learn out that the letters Bezeit is Chichosh Bezeshim Kim. And from Titmo, we learn out, because Titmo is also Yusuf. Let's say the Torah wanted to teach us that ladies also is founded. So the Torah, and to teach us that the letters Mosaic, it's Christian King. So the Torah could have said, Kimei mi as base, why Titmo? We understand that it means Titmo. We told much less young, which I've already mentioned. Kimei mi as base. So the Titmo learn out that Locha, that the Baal is also. So we learn out three hours. So from Midas Dvesa we learn out that Hiladis Bizei is Slicho Shabbat Hashim. Alright, that's that lame shot in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Vishay Mule Rado Amayim Echonu Mishmocha Bayo Shivam Ki. So according to Rab at Mayim Echon, that's why the Torah says, that it requires Shilam Yikim, because it's actually my Torah. But the Torah was retired. But if she has to count 17 days, and she had this kind of a discharge, so it's not free. Oh, the question is, according to Rav, why did the Torah have to mention a special place of question? If it's my Nechot, so millions are smaller, I should say. The answer is no, it's a smaller unity. True that it's my Nechot, but in view of the fact that there is this Zakosu, that this damaged Torah, so without the Zakosu, I would say true is the same Nechot. So what? But there is a Zakosu to the Torah, so maybe it's a green day too. So there's a Zakosu, even though it's Torah, but since it's on the same Nechot, so maybe it's not considered. Any day and week he had a discharge of the dam is not considered a clean day. Oh. So that's a contrast. Elderly, your machine, my only saying, Lomo Mishivo, be Mashusan. But according to Lady, why does the Torah say, Le Rabbi Sayyidah is the same, Shetzri Hoshete Shivan Yom Yikin? That means, if she was a leaderless Indian, say Zima. And then, so she has to count Zayin Kinim. So if Indian Peya, she sees down, so it's not considered a Zayin Yom Kinim. Why not? Even if she has a flow of down every day in Indian Peya, but it's a Mayon Achea. Ishti Mayonez. So it's like having a discharge of dam from the Chayde. The only thing that is necessary is that she shouldn't be shifas from the Chayde into the Nitea. But as long as it subsided, the flow subsided, the flow that started in the Chayde stopped, and then new flow begins in the Nitea. So it should be considered a clean day because it's from Mayim Toya. Imagine something. So the Gemara says, according to Lady, there's the Pshat in your Sakos. Hoche Kama. Slicho shechipsik mashu sheyalu lo yishiva niki. Sheyalu lo yishiva niki. What does it mean? She tzlicho shekei shei shiva yom niki. That means that if she had the flow of Shabbat, she had a flow of dam, you know, humiliated. So then it has to stop before the end of humiliated. So then the 7 days in the imitator, would consider a screen, even if a flow does take place, because it will be found mind. So that means that this is a question of Kinemida, space of Kitmo. Why tells us that if a woman is ill and disabled, and then she has a flow of doubt in the Himalaya, but the flow stops before sunset of the seventh day, before the sunset of the 14th day by a medicine table, so then the Himalaya, the 7 days of the Himalaya are considered Jamiji, even if there is a flow. That's why the Zelsa Kosovo can need as base of it. So maybe that's implicit in the passage of can you need as base of it. So then the question arises. So now the aloha, of the Metea is already mentioned in passage base in the detour of can you need as base of it. Why does the Torah have to say again in passage Dale? It's already implicit in possible ways that as long as she is not a pass, so then the dam is dantea. If the dam is dantea, so merely change. So why would the Torah have to mention again So Kashi's parents is, and this Kashi, that actually, according to Levi, there are two Zelsakosus in the Torah. One Zelsakosu in Possum Days tells us the Aloha of Damtea because it emanates from our mind, Whatever the Pshat is, you don't have to say, and it doesn't come out from Mokia. But why does it say? I mean, I also said why does it say? I said that the Rav is made it, that it emanates from a different cause. But as far as Levi is concerned, I agree with the Chazan Sefer. Mishnim Ayonis means it emanates from another cause. So that's why it's in my toya in the Imitea. That's implicit in possibilities. And then there is another post, there's a post who shreish in the day, who shreish is young, teaching in the Torah, in Mali, that in the case of Shifas, where it doesn't emanate, from Alamayon, but it emanates from the same Mayon in the case of Shifas, but if there is Tile, young man Tile, is Dantea. That's implicit in Posse Dalet. So the Posse Dalet is reference to Shifas. So by Shifas, so then it doesn't terminate from another mind. It terminates from the same mind, from the mind tonic. But if she was developed, so then the dam is done to it. Now, if she has to help us, even if she keeps some green, she does. So then you ask the question, some melee, that's why the Mishnah says, I call it lady, the milde shall be told law, so we see lady coming lach veyot, so according to Rashi, that the winter. And the Mishnah is reference to she does. And there's a cause of imposing dollar also is reference to she. So, what does the Pasuk mean, if she was developed? Now the rest, how is it possible, that she should be Shifas and be developed? Well, it is possible, I suppose that she has to act like a frog woman, to stay under the water, to stay under the water for some time, under the water. So, she will immerse herself as a frog woman, under the water, before. before sunset of the 14th day, and she'll stay there, and she'll stay underwater till she's a hobby of the 15th day. So then she'll be shikas, and she'll continue to have a flow, and she'll be developed. So in such case, any dam that emanates continually after the tefillah, so then will be toil. And there's a zazakosu, ushleishi yomim, because the Rosh Hashanah is damil de shaloita. Stacy says that's all you need to be but all you see on the Togo. But according to Rashi, no. So according to Rashi, there are two zeros of kosher in the Togo. One zeros of kosher in the reference to the case of English parts. There's a zeros of kosher in possibilities. She needs a space of Tikmo. So Tifsik Mashu. And once she's space age, and then the flow starts again, so it's done to her, without her, because it's for another mother. But then there's another girl supposed to be, that girl supposed to be reference to the case of Shifas, where there was no Hefsek Masha. So there's a girl supposed that even if there was no Hefsek Masha, but if she was developed, so the dam is Damtea anyway. Because the Yom Yitzhu et Torah. So this is Pshat in the Rashi. Yes.
According to Rashi, why do you have to go up into the field before she gives after Sechav? Why couldn't you just go in after Sechav and get to do that? Why can't you just go in after Sechav and get to do that? Why do you have to go in during all the period of Vayner Shmashim?
If she does it that I'm an issue, that the case for like problem is, in other words, in order to have a situation where every drop of dam that emanates, you know, in the 14th, in the 15th day, is toy. But if she doesn't stay at the problem and under the water, the whole thing is much. And she goes in, let's say, she has the flow started fighter, and it keeps on flowing. And then she goes in, feel it, etc. So it's already, it's a problem, certain lie already, the holidays, etc. So any dam that emanates after it will be toyed. But the dam that emanated, you know, before 7:30 would not be told, but they not on it. So I mentioned like a frog woman, so that any dam that emanates in the 15th day will be told, but they not on it. So in this case, if she goes through it while she's still shikas, she goes through it. So then any dam that will emanate from her after she comes out from tefillah will be toyer. But the dam that emanated, you know, in the night of the 15th, before she went to the lake, will still be coming. I mean, she's like a bathwoman, you know, in order to have a case where every drop of dam that emanates in the night of the 15th will be there. But that's only if she stands under water for a long time. But she doesn't have to stand under water for a long time. She can go in for 1 minute. But to go in, let's say, at 7:30, and she's still chitas. She's still chitas. Then when she comes out, she's still chitas. And so the dam, the drops of dam that emanate after she comes out from the mitzvah, we will throw it. So that's why Rashi says,
As long as she wasn't developed. But if she's developed, and she, even though she keeps some flowing down, after she comes out from the mikveh, at 7:30, she comes out from the mikveh, and keeps some flowing down. So the new dam that emanates from her, after she comes out from the mikveh, will be perfect. Will be done first. So in other words, so according to Levi, we still hold that there are two zeros of dam tea. One that is implicit in Pasuk Beis, Kiminidas Beiso, and that based upon the mitzvahs of Shema Yonais, and the other one in Pasuk Dalet, that is reference to Shifas. So even though she's still Shifas, and it emanates from the mind Tomei, but after Tfilah it's there, the dam is there. She doesn't have to stand to hold in Ashmoshis underwater. I wanted to mention an example where if she's developed so every drop of dam in the night of the 15th will be told. That's only Shayach if she stands there for a long time like a fragment. ובשם הייתו יביאים את הרחמנה, ושום מלו, ולהוכן לא כתילד אסתקיבו, דיו וזוכו, ויאפשר למיסטר שיבו, שיגיס את משהו, אך אם לא ידע להבה על השיבו. Alright. Now, we have to go over the thesis. But, I don't want to go over the thesis in the regular order, because then in the last cases I might not even be able to discuss. So first let's go over the cases, Hilchas Ravachon, that's a very important case. And then the thesis should go faster and faster. So it was the cash. No, because there is a more, but this is mine. It's a certain more. Now, after the Basco, so the Aloha is like you see. But prior to the Basco, the more says in the comments that suppose someone does kikulei bishamai kikulei bishilel. So is the Rosh. Suppose he does kikulei bishamai kikulei bishilel. So the Gemara says the Gemara is silver fish there. So there is a warhead that if somebody he powers up all the compass, so he's silver fish here. So why do you stay here? 300 disasters a year. Monarchia. In other words, he follows up the humre of Rav in the case of Shifras and the humre of Rav in the case of Shifras in the case of Shifras from men Toich Mem Aleph or from Pei into Pei Aleph, and the Chumre of Levi and the Chumre of Levi in the case of Shifras from Zion into Shmeino or from Yudalet into Tisot. The Yesh Lema, the Hochet, the Saturn, Kosu Kimal HaHachmir, Kimal HaHachmir, the Chaygav Me, the Shira Yitzvi, Halochet, the Rikul Nachim, the Simoni Bagas, the Hotzer, the Hotzer. So in other words, the Gemara says Ksil Bachin Shachireich, because prior to the Baskol, there was no Achroni by the Chachomi. No Achroni by the Chachomi. With like the shaman in this era. So maybe somebody just is machir himself, paskins for himself, the chumre of all the paskins, so he's still machir shaman. Mashiach came where the chumre themselves are the song, whether the aloche is like Rav or the aloche is like Rav, so the chumre paskin, the chumre, so it's not ksil machir shaman. In other words, the Ksil Bachin Shachirich is only shayach when a person who is not a Pesach is merely holy. And he just doesn't know anything. He just wants to comply with everybody's rules. It's very full, alright? It's very full, but the Ksil Bachin Shachirich is anyway. So, Mashiachi, where there is a machlekes between two chachomim, titanoim tamroim, and the chachomim of the later door, they themselves have report a sofi, whether the aloche is like this or like that. So mele, snake the rights of the chumre, so they have to pass for the chumre like that. It's not shayach to say, ksil bachishach. It's not shayach to say, ksil bachishach. It's bachishach. Hiksha Rav Rav Mocha Balitzchak, the lady, the Omar, Shnim Ayonese. Shnim Ayonese. Hogi Tan Bifir Yish Peir, Ki Yeire Sheyot Ko Fadachas Lodo Biyei Seder Eskohobi, Vakat Nizgayro, Eineisim Lo Yimei Tume Vimei Tare. In other words, what comes with your slave? What comes with your slave? So in other words, you see, sometimes it's very important to know the exact moment of birth, especially when a child is born, a boy, a girl, so it's not like me. But a boy is born, let's say, around Shia time, Friday afternoon. So then, it's very important to know the actual birth, because, let's say, the nurse records, let's say, 8-12, let's say, a boy will be born, let's say. Not only it's important, not only when he's born Friday, any day he will be born. Because when you should be the bris, whether on the 8th day, or the outgoing day, or the incoming day. Friday is so.